In the rich tapestry of American history, Phyllis Wheatley emerges as a rare and radiant gem, her journey akin to a delicate flower blooming in the cracks of adversity. Born a free person in West Africa in 1753, Phyllis' fate took a cruel turn at the age of 7 when she was captured and transported to America as a slave, purchased by the Wheatley family. In 1761, she was christened after the ship, the Phyllis, that brought her to these shores. The Wheatleys are motivated more by curiosity than generosity, defied societal norms by nurturing her intellect, providing rare educational opportunities for an enslaved individual. You see, the general consensus at the time was that people of African descent couldn't learn. Well, Phyllis proved them wrong. By the tender age of 12, she had mastered English, Greek, and Latin. Her thirst for knowledge was unquenchable. With a fertile mind and a heart ablaze with creativity, she began penning poems that would captivate hearts and challenge minds. In 1773, under the patronage of Selina Hastings, Countess of Huntingdon, Phyllis, the first African-American woman to achieve such a feat. Her poetry shook the foundation of societal norms, compelling American colonists to question their prejudices about race and intelligence.